Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hello.
We are a film podcast inspired by the quid pro quo scene in Silence of the Lambs. Each month, we pick a theme, and each week, one of us picks a movie that falls within that theme. And we are starting Matt Appreciation Month.
Year two.
Matt gets to pick the theme for the month of November. Matt, would you like to tell everyone the theme?
My theme this month is, because as you all know, I really like Batman.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
It is known.
So this theme month is aptly titled, He's Batman.
So we all have to pick a movie starring someone who played Batman.
Yes.
Okay, so we can't pick a Batman movie.
I mean, Matt can do whatever he wants because it's his month.
Right.
But none of us have picked a Batman movie.
You could have picked a Batman movie if you wanted to.
I feel like you said we couldn't.
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
I feel like I was there as well.
Just gave us that out of. Pick an actor that's played Batman.
Yeah.
But
is fine.
I'm going to just pick Batman.
But
you've wanted to do your movie for a while.
Yeah, so. And also, you know, knowing what your pick is, we're better off picking a movie that he was somebody else in, because all of his movies where he played Batman, while he was the best part as Batman, all of his movies were ass.
I know. Well, before we get to my pick and my Batman, Matt and I watched The Substance.
Tell us about it.
I don't know anything about
that. Wait, how much can you tell us without spoiling anything?
It's not really that big of a deal.
Okay.
Is it horror?
So it is, I would describe it as feminist body horror.
What do you mean? Everyone describes
okay,
it that
fine.
Way. It's on the poster now.
Okay,
feminist
fine.
Body horror.
My friend Jen, who we went up to visit in New York, her art is like, oh, I always say it's feminist body horror. She would love The Substance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a French, it's directed by a French woman, but it's in English. It stars Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley, who is the daughter of Andy McDowell.
You may know, remember her from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She's the one that wants to fuck Brad Pitt.
Well,
the Manson girl that
does it. Demi Moore plays like an aging Hollywood actress a la Jane Fonda, kind of. Like she does workout videos and like that sort of thing. Demi Moore looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
She looks so good.
The fact that they were like, I mean, I know it's Demi Moore and she's always had this ageless quality about her. But they're like, yeah, you just turned 50. And I'm like, I thought she was like,
she's at least 60
she's
at
like
this
60
point.
Something.
Yeah. And
but totally still pulls it off.
She gets fired and she basically gets propositioned to try this new thing called The Substance. And it turns into, I don't even know how to like describe it. It's so bizarre. Like basically The Substance creates a younger, better version of herself that springs from her fucking back. Like, it's
like, yeah, her back,
incredibly
her back,
graphic.
Like, rips open.
Also, titties.
Hey.
Titties and ass and beaver for days.
Here for, well,
of
I
Demi
hear
Moore.
That she has
of
quite
both.
A...
Yeah,
of
Demi Moore.
Both.
Demi Moore.
Unwieldy?
It's Demi.
What?
It's Demi. Just putting that out there. It's Demi.
Don't care.
Okay. It's Demi Lovato. It's Demi Moore.
Demi Moore
don't
Bush.
Don't care.
So you see her titties, you see Margaret Qualley's titties, you see Margaret Qualley's ass is like half the movie.
Okay.
And you see vagina.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. I'm all
and
about
then,
body parts here.
Unfortunately, later you see titties and you see ass and you see vagina.
Is it just turned into like a biomass ball of angry, like...
Yeah, it it gets really...
It gets real weird.
But then again...
Is it like barbarian titty?
Kind?
It kind of, but it's on different parts of where they should be, we'll say.
So more onto the thing side of the spectrum?
It's the thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
But then also the most disgusting thing that you will see in this movie...
Oh, my God.
Is close-up of Dennis Quaid eating shrimp.
Disgusting. He plays like the executive of like the TV station, and he is foul.
Yeah, he's just a vile human being in this movie, but then just watching him eat shrimp.
There's this whole scene where he just eats shrimp, and it's so gross.
What is this streaming?
It's out now where you can like buy it or rent it, but also you can get it through this streaming service called Mubi.
Which I think is
which
like
is,
a French streaming service.
It's like the French version of BritBox. You know,
because you
know, like how BritBox is a BBC thing where you watch all like British TV and like sitcoms and stuff like that. I think Mubi is like French.
Also, we had great cars in it.
Oh.
Great cars, tits, ass, badge,
shrimp,
Shrimp. No accents, though.
Oh,
speaking
good.
Of accents.
Speaking of accents.
Yeah.
We're going to park the car at Harvard Yard today.
Yeah, we're going to park the car. We're going to park the car over by Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. In Amity, you say yad.
Boy, are my dogs barking.
Oh, man. All right. Well, my pick for he was Batman or he's Batman.
Batman.
I picked Ben Affleck. I would like to...
Batfleck.
Batfleck. I would like to say that Batfleck is not my favorite Batman. Michael Keaton is, but I wanted to do this movie, so I picked Ben. Also, I do love Ben. You know how much I love Ben.
Yeah.
Do you like Ben now?
I still love Ben.
Or do you like Ben 20 years ago?
I've always loved Ben. I do not give up on Ben.
Ever since Dogma.
I used to have the many posters that changed on the back of my door because I was not allowed to put posters on my wall.
I told you all about the shrine of Tiger Beat posters that I had on my basement wall.
Yes.
My parents do not remember that. I'm like, repressed how can you not remember half naked young men on your basement wall?
That's crazy.
I thought that was very strange also.
So after... I took down Joshua Jackson.
Joshua
Jackson. For a while, it was like Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall because I loved that long hair. But then for a very long while, it was Ben Affleck.
And then Raquel Brindley? Spencer.
Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch.
Yeah. Yes. No, it was Ben Affleck.
What say you, fuzzy britches?
In Armageddon. It was an Armageddon poster. So he's wearing like the work boots. He's kind of like dirty.
I have that on VHS.
Ooh, love it. So before
I'm
I get
so
to...
I'm so glad you didn't choose Armageddon.
I know.
I am sad that you didn't.
Before I get to...
I mean, there are terrible accents in that, too.
That's true. Before I get to which Ben Affleck movie I picked, I thought I'd just give a little facts about him as Batman. So he portrayed Batman in Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice.
God awful. Fuck Zack Snyder.
Suicide Squad.
Dick.
Suicide
Fuck
Squad.
David
he was
Ayer
Batman
too.
In that?
Yeah.
He's like in it for like 3 seconds.
Three seconds.
I was Almost we a cameo. Were just watching Suicide Squad last night.
Ooh.
Were you watching the one with Will Smith or were you watching
the one with Cholo Joker?
The one with Will Smith in it.
Okay, so yeah, he's actually in parts with Will Smith. Like
But it's like very short.
Blink and you'll miss him. Yeah, he was the best part of that and he was in it for 30 seconds.
Okay. The Flash.
Also
okay,
got
so
awful.
I don't know why there's two of these. I'm not sure. It listed Zack Snyder's Justice League and Justice League.
Yes. Yeah, please explain that for us, Matt.
Want a series?
Oh, is this the Snyder Cut thing?
Yeah, yes. This is the Snyder Cut thing. Where
still
you know,
my favorite line in Barbie.
No amount of lipstick could polish that turd.
Okay.
All right.
So they both suck?
Well, actually, I didn't even bother with the Snyder Cut. Because
you've never seen
like
the Snyder Cut?
Four fucking hours.
It's because people that did watch it, they said to me, they're like, did you see the
Snyder Cut?
The original one? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, you're not missing much.
Yeah. Ben Affleck gained an additional 20 pounds of muscle and reached 8% body fat for his role as Batman.
Yeah, it was also a shame that Ben was kind of at a low point in his life because he checked himself into rehab at one point.
Yeah.
For, you know, his
always struggled with substance.
Yeah,
abuse.
he was depressed from having to pretend his parents died.
He has a massive addiction issue.
So,
gambling,
I mean, what,
alcohol, drugs.
What
like,
sucks is what could have been, because originally he was supposed to write and direct his own Batman, like solo Batman movie. But it got shelved because he went into rehab and then Warner Brothers was like, fuck it, we're just going to do this whole other movie. We're going to do it with the guy that did The Planet of the Apes and we're going to have the Twilight kid in it.
You basically wrote the script but with what became Pattinson. That Batman.
Oh, that's why that's good.
That Matt Reeves directed,
mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be Ben that was going to direct it, and he basically wrote it, the entire thing, and then he had to go into rehab. Or they said he had a misunderstanding with the studio, a.k.a. I'm on a bender, and my ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, needs to check me into rehab.
Like I said, he was the best part of all those movies playing it. I would have looked forward to it, especially if what he did was he basically would have made Gotham Boston, and it would have taken place in Boston. I mean, Gotham Boston, Boston Gotham.
Gotham Boston.
And he,
so it would have been like him versus the Joker?
Yeah, he's like, I'm like, you gone too far, Joker.
Joker.
What are you doing over there, Riddler?
Oh my gosh.
Yo, Robin, go park the car.
Go park the car, the Batmobile.
Go park the Bat car.
All right, so Ben Affleck stated in an interview that he had asked if he could have the bat suit when filming was complete. The producer said yes, but that he would have to pay $100,000 to keep it. He quickly changed his mind. I was like, oh, so we're cheap. You have a lot of money. And he asked if he could just take a picture with it instead.
I remember looking at that Batsuit.
That should be his.
That thing did not cost $100,000 to make.
What are they doing with it? Isn't it in a museum?
Okay, well, so the armor that Ben Affleck wears is based on Batman's armor in the comic book The Dark Knight Returns, written by Frank Miller and published in 1986.
Yes.
Does he have nipples?
No, he doesn't have nipples.
No, no nipples.
That's just the Val Kilmer Batman.
Just the Val Kilmer.
No, that's the George Clooney one.
So. Oh, and George Clooney Batman? Okay.
I don't think Val Kilmer's had nipples.
No, Val Kilmer's had nipples.
Did it?
Why they had nipples, I'm not sure.
Because Joel Schumacher is gay.
Oh.
That's why they were gratuitous ass shots.
Which is so hilarious because they parted, or Warner Brothers parted ways with Tim Burton.
Oh,
Tim
him being too sexual and
dark. Yeah, Tim Burton was all about going to do the third one, and they were like, nope, you're too sexual and somewhat homoerotic.
Yeah.
We're going to go with Joel Schumacher.
Well, before we get to my pick around the room, do you like Ben Affleck as Batman? Tammy?
I love Ben Affleck as Batman.
Okay. I'm going to say I actually think he does a very good job at both. He's a good Batman and he's a good Bruce Wayne. Whereas I think Michael Keaton is great at both. But I think Ben Affleck is very good at both. Guido?
I think he was a really good Batman. Okay. I think we got robbed from him not having his own movie.
And just
movies
aren't great. So no, I feel bad for him because the movies weren't great.
Batman's supposed to be a beefy dude. Okay. You know who's not a beefy dude? Baby Bale and Pattinson.
Beefy.
Nah.
Pattinson, I'll give you. Pattinson, I don't think that man could put on muscle mass if he tried.
Dude, what are you talking about? Christian Bale.
He gets pretty big.
Christian Bale set a record for putting on the most amount. Because also, like, that movie that he did prior to Batman Begins was that movie The Machinist.
Where he was, like, 130 pounds.
Like, where he was that really, like, emaciated
young
person.
He's
going
to get diabetes because of all this weight
loss.
He literally
jumped up to, like, 200 and some pounds, and it was all muscle and everything.
He was
pretty jacked.
Maybe not in Batman Begins, but definitely in Batman in Dark Knight he is.
Batman Begins, he was, I think, his biggest.
Oh, really?
The other two, he was kind of just like, fuck it, I'm already here. I got
the
part.
Third one, he's kind of like old.
Yeah, because
old Batman.
Oh yeah, he needed the knee braces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matt?
Live action wise, Ben Affleck was the best one to do both Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Sorry, we're looking at pictures of Christian Bale as Batman. and he's swole.
I said Christian Bale body in Batman. So it came up with many an image.
Could you zoom in on the belly button? Is there any lint in there?
Ah!
Or bat lint?
Oh my god! Fruit? Sorry, just to go back for a second to the substance, there is a belly button scene. I was going to call you guys and be like, there is a belly button scene in this movie.
What's going in or out of it?
Oh, she pulls a chicken wing?
An entire drumstick
out of her belly button.
Look at his back.
For fun?
No.
It's a very, so it's a very like.
This is just.
Yeah,
just
you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
So
they're separate, but they're one. So what one does affects the other. So if one eats really shitty food, it affects the other one in a weird way. And the one eats like an entire
rotisserie chicken,
and she literally moves the bone through her body.
Ew.
You guys have to watch this movie. Oof. It is so gross. There's fingernail scenes and there's teeth.
They're peeling fingernails off.
All right, well, the movie I picked. So my He Was Batman movie is not a Batman movie. It came out in 2010. It was directed by Ben Affleck. It stars Ben Affleck, Rebecca Hall, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, Pete Postlethwaite. It is The Town.
There are over 300 bank robberies in Boston every year. Most of these professionals live in a 1 square mile neighborhood called Charlestown.
So do your parents still live here?
My mother moved away, my father. You don't get out much. I'm thinking about making a change.
Making a change. Either you got here or you don't.
You used to hang around with Doug McCray a little bit, huh?
How do you know Dougie?
I work for the FBI.
Putting this whole town in my rear view.
You grew up right here. Same rules that I did.
So around the room, had you seen it? Were you excited to watch it for the first time or slash again? Tammy.
I had not seen it.
What?
I was excited to watch the nuns.
Oh, yeah.
Running.
Yeah,
I didn't know what that was about, but now I do.
The nuns. Matt?
Yeah, I have seen this before. I was getting it.
Did you convince yourself just now?
I know. I was getting it confused with Heat.
Well, actually, Ben Affleck said Heat was a huge influence for this movie. So, yeah.
It's a different movie, though.
Again.
It's Heat with a Boston accent.
I'm just going to try and do a terrible Boston accent. So, Heat.
Yeah. Guido?
This is my own personal
hell. I know this
hell.
Is your personal hell, but.
So.
Also real excited to talk about it.
I think Tammy was teaching. So you both came over. We watched it all together. Like, I like this movie a lot. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Lots of guns.
I saw this in theaters. I was very excited for this movie. Because, again, my Ben, I love to support him. I saw it with, I think, Jen and Panetti and Zubater. Jen was unhinged the entire movie. She was so fucking scared the entire movie. I'm like, dude, you need to calm down.
Scared?
Dude, she gets scared. I understand, like, Poltergeist is a scary movie. She gets scared when the chair moves across the floor. Like, she screams at the top of her lungs. Like, she is terrified of stuff. In fifth grade, they showed our class Jurassic Park. I don't know why. She asked to go sit in another room because she couldn't handle it.
Really?
But what is there to be scared of in the town?
I mean, I understand.
Is it because of the scary masks?
Yeah, the trauma and, you know, bank robbery and stuff.
And
loud noises and action.
Yeah.
And there wasn't like a calming boat sequence to calm her down?
That's the deleted scene.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm not supposed to see that.
Okay. The budget for this movie was $37 million. It grossed $154 million. And it sits at a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's
that might be
good.
One of my highest.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a splash.
I don't usually break past 40. So yes, and at the end when we rank, I'm gonna ask everyone to do it in a Boston accent.
It's a certified fresh movie.
Certified fresh. Oh, Guido's just dying over
dying.
There.
Dying.
Is this your least favorite accent, Guido?
It's the worst.
The entire world.
This bait. You know, when I used to do customer service, I would have to talk to those people occasionally, and it was just disgusting.
You should have seen Guido when we were on the tour of the Roman baths. There was a tourist group of Italian school-age children,
yes.
And he felt like he was right at home.
Oh, that's nice.
He was like,
was
do
really
you hear it? That's the language of my people.
Oh, Lord.
Meanwhile, they're all just bibbidi-babbidi-boo.
Bibbidi-babbidi-boo.
He's very happy.
Meanwhile.
Just like...
Total
hands thrown, just people getting hit
sign
in the
language.
Eyes.
So
like,
many
oh
hands.
Oh my god.
Jersey Italian American accents, that's my hell.
Get the fuck out of here.
So whenever he goes over here and he does the gobble,
you don't know a fucking thing. You're just talking shit.
Really?
I'm like, oh my god.
I don't
shut the fuck up.
And the worst accent is just whatever Rappaport does.
Oh,
that's bad.
He's
yeah.
from like the he's from like Queens Rappaport. Or the Bronx or something like that.
I yeah. don't like the Long Island accent.
Yeah.
Long.
I mean, but you know, we talk and we have the Delco slang.
Yeah, I remember.
So.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's true.
We can't really say anything.
Yeah, yeah. This we're going to the bookstore. We got this. We got new hires basically every year. I was one of the ones that have been there for like a couple of years, and there was this girl with this thick Jersey.
Yeah.
Italian accent, and I'm like, so you're from Jersey, huh? And she's like, oh my god, how did you know?
Oh,
like,
my god.
And I'm like, I took a wild guess, and I'm like, obviously I'm from Kansas. And she's like, oh no, you got
the Delco accent.
You got that Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we say PA. And she's like, that's it, PA, that's right.
You make her sound like Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go through, like, the whole movie. I thought I'd just, like, talk about, like, great scenes that I really like.
And then...
obviously talk about the accents. Yeah.
Talk about some great deleted scenes.
No, we're not talking about
the one with the boat.
Deleted scene.
Because what happened was when we all watched it last night, we didn't realize that. Because normally when we're dating ourselves here by talking about physical media and stuff, we had the Blu-ray on. And normally it would say play the original version on the left side. The first option.
Yes.
What happened was this was backwards. The extended, uncut Ben's
like,
vision.
What is? Yeah, because the original cut of this movie is like 4 hours long.
It said Ben would really like it if you watched this version.
It's like it was like his version of Ulysses, where
yes.
it's like
long.
It's like Bostonian Cimmerillion, where it's just like, let me explain this about what's going on in Charleston over here.
What's Cimmerillion?
It's an encyclopedia from J.R.R. Tolkien.
His entire explanation of Middle Earth.
It's a textbook. It's not fun.
That doesn't sound fun.
It isn't.
Very few people have read it.
Because
it's a lot.
So fun.
All right.
It's an encyclopedia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we start out with text on the screen. We get these quotes. of the town starting. So the first one is, one blue-collar Boston neighborhood has produced more bank robbers and Amica thieves than anywhere in the world. And then we get another quote. Bank robbery became like a trade in Charlestown, passed down from father to son. This is a federal agent. That was his quote. And then another one. I'm proud to be from Charlestown. It ruined my life, literally, but I'm proud. And that was a Charlestown man to the Boston Globe. So we open with a bank robbery. I think this bank robbery is just like, we said it last night, like, I just, stuff I've never seen them do in bank robbery movies. Like,
nothing like Bandits.
Nothing like Bandits.
Thank goodness, because that movie sucked.
Aw.
You know it.
So they're wearing these kind of like skull masks with dreads. It's four friends. So it's Douglas Doug McRae, that's Ben Affleck, James Jem Coughlin, that's Jeremy Renner,
Hawkeye.
Albert Glonesy McGloone is George Carroll, and Desmond Des Eldon is Owen Burke. They burst into this Cambridge Merchants, start to rob it, and the woman who works there, Claire, played by Rebecca Hall.
Claire.
You know her from The Prestige. She was in Iron Man 3. But this scene, like, I just really like it. Like, the taking of people's cell phones and pouring the water, the whole bleach thing, like taking like the videotapes and putting them in the microwave and like blowing them up and like,
yeah, it was smart.
It was a hard drives.
They know what to look for.
And they each have their jobs and they do it.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Yeah, they're pros.
Leave the dye packs. I love the part where he's making her undo or open the vault, but he asks that about the timer thing. Like, when does it go off? And she says 9. And he says, "Don't. It's 8:15. Don't lie to us again." Because basically, if you crack the safe before the time code, then the alarms immediately go off.
They made her wait until after the minute was over.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't.
But then he basically says, like, "It's not your money. Don't lie to us again." Which, yeah, it's not their money. But it is other people's money. So, yeah.
Wait, they didn't just take the federally insured money?
No, they didn't.
So they're not Robin Hoods anymore.
Then that makes them worse than bandits. Because all Bruce Willis and Billy Bob Thornton did was they took the money that was insured by the government.
I don't know,
they didn't take people's... They didn't take regular people's
money.
Yeah,
but they did make the movie you had to watch.
It's my money and I need it now.
I love that movie. So the bank manager is actually played by Victor Garber. So his short appearance in the film was a favor for his friend Ben. So Garber worked for 5 years with Affleck's ex-wife Jennifer Garner on Alias. And he actually officiated their wedding. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, yeah. Very good friends.
And how does he repay him? He gets Jeremy Renner to beat him in the head with the butt of a gun.
Victor Garber's a great actor. He's been in a lot. He was in Sicario. Like, he's phenomenal.
He could take a rifle butt.
So someone trips the alarm. Claire does, with her foot.
Claire.
Ben Affleck sees her do it, but doesn't say anything. And then,
because he likes feet.
Yeah. And then they know the alarm was tripped. Victor Garber says, "None of us did it. Just go." And then Jeremy Renner, being a crazy person, almost beats him to death.
Yeah.
And then they leave, but Jeremy Renner decides they need some insurance, so he takes Claire.
And she sees his tattoo.
She sees his tattoo, which is a fighting Irishman.
On the back of his neck.
So stupid.
It's a good neck tattoo.
That is so distinctive.
I know.
Nobody's going to be able to.
No one's going to have that in Boston. They take her hostage, and then they let her go, and they tell her to, like, walk until her feet touch water. So she's basically, like, near the airport. And then we meet John Hamm.
The man who should be Batman.
The Hammerkinda.
Ugh. God,
that
yes.
guy, he would be an amazing Batman.
Do you really think so?
He'd at least be a great Bruce Wayne.
Well, he plays...
Just Don Draper as Bruce Wayne.
He plays FBI agent Adam Frawley. He is not from Boston, although his partner is.
Yeah, he's...
Although that guy is so Irish. His partner is so Irish in real life.
Yeah, because
he does a very good Boston accent.
He's that guy from... It was that show, like, Bosch.
Bosch, yeah,
my parents
yeah.
were, they'd always be
remember
telling me
about that.
Remember
he was on SVU? He played, like, the guy with the
yeah.
corrupt guy with the beard.
Tried to kill Olivia a few times.
How do you remember all the episodes?
Because I watched
them. Well, you see, they're on all the time.
Actually, you see, the thing is, though, you would think that she remembers all the episodes, but no, this is just one of the 15 to 20 episodes that they show every other week.
It's true. They do show a lot of the same episodes.
Like, you're thinking that we sit there and we're like, oh, yes, this is from season 1, episode 22, where this rape happened. No, it is literally, it's the one with the schizophrenic Brittany Snow episode again. Okay.
Oh, yeah, with the guy from Boondock Saints.
Yeah. Or
also a movie set in Boston.
Oh, Porn Stash is here. Okay.
I
all
hate
right.
the Porn
yeah,
Stash.
I've seen that. I'm going to watch TV downstairs now.
Yeah. Oh, is this the one where Ice-T eats a bagel? Oh, I'll stay for this one.
I'm sorry. It's either that or Bravo. And either way, we have to see that fucking Wicked commercial for Target every 30 seconds.
I hate it.
So we meet FBI agent Frawley.
Hamaconda.
The Hamaconda. So he's been kind of following this group for a while.
No, but this was a new. He locked up all the other pros. All the other pros. So this must be a new pro.
Or this one is one that's so good they haven't flown on his radar yet, because they they're very good. They kind of screwed up by taking a hostage.
Yeah,
they screwed up by taking a hostage, so now they have someone they can actually interview. Because in a later scene when he busts up that crack den, basically that guy, he finds out that this group of guys, they short circuit the junction boxes so that they know when the alarms are tripped and they know like certain things. So there has to be some sort of inside knowledge of these banks and of these security systems. Basically, he finds out.
I thought one of the crew actually worked for the telecom.
Yeah. Desmond does. He works. He's one of the robbers, and he works for the security company that does like the they call out when an alarm's tripped. They call out to the company and the police and everything like that. Yeah. So he breaks into the junction boxes beforehand, and he like takes over. Basically, we learn that Claire comes in to interview with the FBI. She's very scared. She has a lot of PTSD. And also Ben Affleck has decided they need to follow her because she lives only four blocks from all of them. And
we're going
to
see this lady outside.
We're going to see this lady outside. And so he says he's going to track her.
Well, first Jeremy.
Scare her if she needs to be.
Which is dumb.
Hawkeye says he's going to do it. And by he's going to do it, meaning he's just going to straight up murder the bitch.
He was going to kill her.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon.
So Doug follows her.
Probably should have just killed
to
her.
Find out how much he has told the police and to ensure that Jim doesn't.
That boat ride.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't, technically.
So he kind of follows her. He follows her to a laundromat. She's. Starts to cry because she's washing the shirt that she was wearing and there's blood on it, and he comforts her, and then they go out to dinner.
he tells her about how he's been reading Gordon Wood,
and he loves Bones and CSI original and New Orleans
and Miami,
which is actually kind of funny because apparently there's a few movies where a character he plays mentions Bones, and some people are like, I guess Ben Affleck just really likes Bones.
He's probably tight with David Boreanaz.
Trying to get people to watch the show.
Maybe, yeah. So they kind of start this relationship.
It was a very nice meet cute for a bank robber heist movie.
Yeah, and so he hides it from the rest of the crew, obviously, because A, it's inappropriate. B, it's
compromising.
Not great for any of them.
No, she looks all right.
And she's telling him, like, I saw one of his tattoos, but I didn't tell the FBI. What do you think I should do? And he's not really, like, helping his friends. He's basically saying, like, tell the FBI if this guy has a record, and I'm sure he does, they'll have his tattoos on file, like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, he doesn't want to tip her off either, so he's got to appear to be helpful. He did ask a lot of questions that he probably...
Yeah, I thought that was suspicious.
Risk on some of the pointed questions he asked.
Like, yeah, do they have any suspects?
Oh, well, he also, like...
Do the FBI know anything over there?
When they're driving, because she says, like, is this truck a little much? Which, A, it's not. He works at, like, a sand and gravel pit. Like, he needs a truck.
Yeah.
But he says, oh, if you have any trouble with your Prius. And she says, how did you know I have a Prius? And he's like, oh, it looks like a toonie car, which is... A toonie is a, someone who's not from Charlestown. He's like, oh, you actually have a Prius? She's like, yeah. But he knew that she had one. So he slips up a little bit. He does. But she's so enamored with his hot fucking body because he is quite ripped in this movie. Tammy, would you agree?
Just pieces of meat.
Yep.
Those pull-ups. He also goes to AA.
He wears pull-ups?
Yeah, they're all sitting over here like, oh, he looks so good. Oh, my God. Look at Ben. Ben looks great. But meanwhile,
we
sit over there and we're just like, we're sitting over here and we're like, you check out the tits on Blake Lively. Huh? You're disgusting.
That is true.
I didn't say that.
That is true. Oh. It was a one-way street in my house, and I witnessed it because of both of yous.
Did I not tell you about Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley's titties? And her ass.
Yeah, well, that was today.
It's just because I don't like Blake Lively.
She looks like she's
Blake
wearing
Lively.
A diaper full of hair.
I like Blake Lively.
I don't like Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, by the way, is
in this movie. She plays the sister of Jeremy Renner. She has a daughter named Shine.
What's her name?
Shane?
No. Shine's mother.
So wait. Her name is...
Pete Postlethwaite.
No, it's Krista.
Krista is a stripper's name.
It's Krista, and her daughter's name is Shine.
Should have been Cinnamon.
Her and Ben Affleck, you did used to date. because Ben Affleck's parents, A, his father's in jail. He's serving 5 life sentences for killing two.
He executed two armored car guys.
Chris Cooper plays his father. That scene is one of my favorite scenes when he goes to visit his father.
I didn't look for her because it wasn't anyone to find.
Yeah, the mother left when Ben Affleck was younger, so he basically lived with Jeremy Renner and his family. He dated Blake Lively. They fuck in the beginning of the movie, and
yeah, but they're not together.
Blake Lively's a oxy and meth head, and Ben Affleck's character is also in AA. He's a recovering meth and alcoholic.
But they're not like
he walks
in
out
a relationship.
Of pro hockey. They're not currently in a relationship, but they do fuck from time to time. Also, Shine is not Ben Affleck's kid.
We know that for sure?
He says it when Jeremy Renner's like, because when he tells Jeremy Renner, I'm putting this whole town in my rear view. And then Jeremy Renner says, I can't let you walk away from things. He's like, what? He's like, you know. He's like, it's not my kid. And you know it's not my kid. Your sister's a big whore.
He said that?
No, but that's what he means. Your sister's a big whore. She doesn't even know who the father is.
It was probably,
it's not Ryan Reynolds.
It's probably Pete Postle's weight.
Oh.
Just can't let them all play through, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to find this little girl's name.
Shine?
Well, Shine.
She's not
she
really
got
in
that
the
Shine.
Movie. If it turns out to be Shane, I'm going to be really upset. Do you want to do the line, babe? When he says, towards
do
the
it.
End of the movie,
do
says
it.
That she wants him. She wants to go with him. And he yells at Blake Lively's character and says,
he's like, what? You think it's going to be you, me, your brother, and Shine?
Shine?
It ain't going to do that.
It ain't going to do that. So he tells Claire about how his mother left, and he used to think that she moved down to Tangerine, Florida, because his aunt had a restaurant down there. So that's where he likes to imagine that's where she lives. That comes back into play later. He also talks about a tangerine. He also talks about how he washed out of professional hockey because, again, the meth. Yeah. He also tries to dissuade Claire from telling the FBI about the tattoo, because even though he doesn't, I don't think he really cares about Jem, he cares that Jem will kill Claire. He basically says, like, if you tell them, they're probably going to put you in witness protection. And she's like, oh, God, never mind then. His plan works, and she still hasn't told the FBI about the Fighting Irish tattoo.
But the Hamaconda.
So the Hamaconda recognizes the gang's ties to a local Irish mobster, Fergie Colm, played by
Pete Postlethwaite.
RSVP, Pete Postlethwaite.
The florist?
Legend. This is his final movie. He was in The Name of the Father. He's an amazing actor. Absolutely phenomenal.
He runs numbers.
So he plays the florist.
What was really funny was when we first see him in this movie.
I clipped your daddy.
I clipped his nuts for him.
He was pruning a giant peach.
No, he wasn't.
Because he was in James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, who is he in the James and the Giant Peach?
He's the magic guy that gives James the worms that make the giant peach.
You can also see how this is his last movie. He died, I think, of like pancreatic cancer or something. And you can tell he's very sick in this movie. Like, he's
crazy.
So thin. Because
that dude's always looked
super yeah,
yeah, he's always looked thin.
Yeah, but you can, was towards the end of his life. I actually think he might have died before this movie came out.
So Shine is spelled Shyne.
That's
dumb.
Even fucking worse.
Dumb.
That is worse. Shine.
Fucking dumb.
So
I would have ran off to Florida even before the heist.
Florida.
That's abuse.
Doug goes and visits his father, Steven, played by Chris Cooper, who's, again, serving 5 life sentences. And they kind of talk, like, in code. I heard a bread truck got rocked. He asks him, like, how come you never looked for my mother? And he says, all these women, they're fucking around with kids they don't want, and your mother was no different. It's like, oh, that's a nice way to tell him that he didn't want you.
Like, your mother was a whore.
Basically, that's what he's saying. And he says this great line. It's like one of my favorite lines in the whole movie.
Look, I gotta die 5 times before I get out of here. But I'll see you again. This side or the other.
On this side or the other.
On this side or the other. Yeah.
And then there was
a very short scene, but he's so good in this movie, Chris Cooper.
There was a deleted scene where they did see each other on the other side. They went to an amusement park.
What? Which amusement park?
I don't know.
Bean Tan.
It's 6 Flags.
They went to Coney Island.
So Doug shares his plans to leave Boston. He gives Claire a gorgeous necklace.
Tiffany.
Harry Winston.
Harry Winston. So the gang's next job is an armored car robbery in the North End in which they disguise themselves as nuns. It goes awry.
Yeah,
because the guy who's one of the armored car guys like basically decides to put up a fight and they kill him. Oh, no, they don't, because there's that scene later where John Hamm uses the R word and basically says, like, if it was up to me and I had 2 minutes and a wet towel, I would personally suffocate this person just so I could string you up on federal.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He calls him half a retard.
Okay. Yes, he does. I was not going to say the word.
Oh,
half
sorry.
A retard.
Okay.
Say it with a Boston accent. It's not as offensive. Retard.
So
Boca retard.
John Hamm brings in Doug and the rest of the crew. I love this scene, too, where they're making them say, like, the lines. And you can tell these cops are real cops. Like, the one who's in with the larger member of the crew, and he's like, come on, read the lines, read the lines. He's like, you're not an actor. You're an actual police officer, aren't you? Like, he gets real people to be in these movies.
You could tell that cop was serious and getting shitty.
Yeah,
like, read the fucking lines, the right fucking in front of you. You know how to read, don't you?
And this scene between Doug and John Hamm's character is so good. When he says the whole thing that I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself when you break, and you will break, and everyone does, and I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. This, so good.
Yes, this was a great modern updated version of Pacino, yes, and De Niro.
Heat, we get it. Heat. Great. Awesome.
No, there was no. They had. They went out to dinner.
They had the.
They went out
and
to
they
dinner,
the whole,
and they, it was all about respect. There was no.
No, they.
I'm gonna catch you, and I'm gonna tell you to go fuck yourself when you were trying to get extra cigarettes, not to get raped. I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be me that tells you to go fuck yourself. That was never. That didn't
That's
happen.
Right.
In Heat.
He says when you're dealing in cigarettes to avoid sexual slavery.
Yeah,
it's such a great line. They should teach that. Monologue in like acting schools.
No, in Heat it was
update.
Much more nuanced. It was I'm gonna keep doing what I do.
Great ass.
Because I'm good at doing what I do.
Do it as a Boston accent.
Gotta try and do it in a Boston accent.
He's got a great ass.
He's got a great ass.
That was bad.
Yeah, tongue punch the fat box.
Ew.
You gotta do long A's, not short A's.
Yeah. So Claire, she quits her job. She's also unaware that John Hamm has tapped her phone.
Legally, right?
What's that phone look like?
I think because she's a witness to a crime, he's actually probably allowed to. He brings her in and he says, we have some suspects in the robbery. And he starts to show her pictures. And then he shows her Doug's picture and she immediately starts to go white. And he says...
Well, at that point, he knows that she's talking to him.
Well, yeah, because he tapped her phone.
Yeah.
But also, he says, you are now... You open the bank door for them. And they let you go. And now you are carrying on a relationship. So he thinks she's involved, basically.
He's like, now you need to get a lawyer.
Oh, I know. God, he's so good in this movie. John Hamm is excellent
in this
movie.
Dude, John Hamm is great.
He's great, but he's just real good in this movie.
Like, he's a great dramatic actor. He's also a great comedic actor. He's a quad pro quo alum, as we all know.
Yes.
With his comedic chops.
Bridesmaids.
Yep.
Amazing.
He's a motherfucker.
He
like, he
great.
Plays a really good son of a bitch.
He does. So, Doug goes over to see Claire, who has a great apartment. Love the bay windows. And...
I'm pretty sure it's the same house from Blown
it's
Away.
It's not the same house from Blown Away.
Yes, it is. It had the same
it's
stove and everything.
It's not an adapted
yeah.
firehouse.
No, there were metal BBs everywhere
no.
covered in dolphins. I
oh
saw it.
Oh, my God. So when he goes to see her, she's obviously
terrified. The dead dog's still in the
yes.
backyard.
She's obviously terrified. She tells him to get the fuck out. I mean, let's be honest. They had sex. It's rape. I mean, what he did to her.
Well, yeah, because he lied. So he raped her.
Yeah, it's
so,
not.
It's all
yeah.
under.
It's rape by deception.
Sexy
it's
false pretenses.
If only the boat ride were still in the original cut, it wouldn't have been.
I mean,
yeah, because then he would have wined and dined
it. It's that pre-Phoenix back tattoo. So, I mean, ugh. How could you resist him? Yeah.
I mean.
How are you supposed to rise from the ashes unless you burn first?
God.
Oh, my God.
So she tells him to get out. He tries. That was amazing.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That was
the
best thing I've ever heard.
And I heard you say that quote about the old guy last
week. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
It was very nicely placed.
Thanks, babe.
But he basically says, like, I will never lie to you again. And you can tell, like, A... He loves her, but you can tell she loves him too. Like it's hard for her because.
Well, he's like, ask me anything.
It really was.
Ask me anything, and
she
does.
It really was hard for her because they fucked.
Yeah, they did. But he says, ask me anything, I'll tell you the truth, and she does. And oh, we also learn earlier. I'm sorry, we forgot about this, but because it comes back later when they're going on a date, she talks about how her brother. She had a brother who died when they were younger. He had leukemia. She says, like, he died on a day like today. And it was, like, a sunny day. So she says, whenever it's really sunny, I always think about someone dying. And so that comes back later.
So she's so dramatic.
Yeah.
You know what else we find out?
Oh, my goodness.
That Blake Lively's character wears granny panties.
That's right. Yes. We got to talk about this because she did not have grade A panties.
No, those were some
She had the D
ass.
Team.
That was a different, deleted scene.
A tight ass dress.
It was?
Yeah.
Where she walks into his apartment and sits on his lap.
In the non-director's cut, the theatrical cut, they fuck, you see them, but you don't see her coming in. It literally cuts to them fucking and then it's done.
Okay, well, it was clearly laundry fucking day for her.
Oh, I have a feeling that
these were back of the drawer panties.
Not a lot of laundry's getting done in that house.
All right.
I said maybe she's on her period.
They had holes in them. When she farted, it whistled.
So they find out that they have to do one last score for Fergie.
Score.
We also find out from Fergie. He basically says, I knew your daddy. He worked for me for years and he tried to leave. And so I clipped his nuts. Basically, he tells Doug that he hooked Doug's mother on heroin. She eventually killed herself. She hung herself with a wire. And then...
I hate him so much.
Oh, he's so awful.
This is right out of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Killed me to put that tumor in her head.
Yes. See his face.
What?
He says, like, your daddy didn't... You were going around looking for your mother. Your daddy didn't have the balls to tell you that you were looking for a doper who was never coming home. Like, he's ruthless in this scene.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He was a great mob boss because he was just so quiet and so put together until that one scene where he's like, don't fuck with me.
And it's the whole thing with, like, also, like, flowers. Yeah, like, he's a florist. Soft and the hard. And then that guy with the tattoo, the Ireland flag with the zip code of Charlestown.
Oh, yeah. The guy that's probably wearing a $30,000 watch.
Who's got, like, a sawed-off shotgun underneath the table.
And he's working storefront at a florist.
Oh, yeah. And he threatens to hurt Claire. He basically blackmails him and says, I'm going to kill your girlfriend.
Because he says, I'm not going to do this last job, which is robbing Fenway Park.
Wait, Fenway Park? That's in Boston.
Taking down the Temple of Boston.
They're taking down the Temple of Boston.
And so he basically makes him do it by, like, threatening his girlfriend. They put, like, a funeral flower arrangement in front of her house, which is terrifying.
He pretty much says, I know where to find her. Yeah. I know where to find you.
That's not the first time he's threatened a dude's girlfriend into a heist. He did that in...
Do that in James and the Giant Peach, too?
Yes. He was like, look, I'm gonna kill Miss Spider if you don't fucking take this beach.
No. I was hoping it would be the centipede.
Is it?
Well, the centipede's a guy.
I know, but I hate the centipede.
I don't think I've ever seen
How could you
James
hate
the
centipede? He's so awesome.
He's so weird.
I have
looking.
It on VHS.
Oh.
He's just a weird looking
guy. No,
bug.
In reality, he threatened to kill the girlfriend from Blown Away in another movie in The Usual Suspects. He blackmailed...
Oh, that's right.
He blackmailed Gabriel Byrne into staying into this heist.
Did Gabriel Byrne in that movie?
That movie has the best fart in cinema history. Benicio del Toro rips a fucking fart and you can tell everyone laughing about it.
Gross.
On screen, they kept it.
So they're going to rob Fenway Park. Jem and Doug get into a fight because he says he's leaving this whole town in his rear view. And then he says, it's not my kid. Your sister's a whore.
Your sister's a whore.
Does he say that?
No, but Jem he says, tells like, him
he wouldn't
not allowed
say
to leave
that.
Because Jem basically is like, you're the father of that kid. And Ben's like, the kid's not mine. Your sister's a whore. Like, let's be honest. Sorry.
What are you talking about? That kid's a fucking ginger. I'm Ben Affleck. Get the fuck out of here.
So we get the final robbery. Doug and Jem enter Fenway, disguised as co-ops. They steal $3.5 million because it's after they plan it. So it's after a 4-game homestay against the Yankees. So that's
fuck
always
the Yankees.
Yeah, so it's always well.
And it was $16 beer night.
Yeah, and so it's so it's $3.5 million in gate cash, and they pretend to be Boston PD, and then they rob it, and they go down to like the the garage underneath, and then they switch out to leave as like ambulance people. But unfortunately, the FBI has been tipped off because Krista, Blake Lively, big whore, after he rejected her and said, It's not going to be you and me and your brother and Shine. It's never going to be that way.
He says, I'm leaving with somebody else.
Yeah, and I'm leaving with somebody else. And she says, oh, a Tiffany necklace.
How'd you know about the necklace?
And he says, how did you know about that? And she's like, a little birdie told me. Her accent is deplorable in this movie. Because earlier in a bar, because
you just hate her.
I really do.
I think her accent was pretty decent.
I can't stand.
Ryan Reynolds is a happy man. I don't know why you're upset with that. But, you know, they're nice.
Good for him. Great. Love.
Not good for both of them. Not just one.
They're a lovely little family. I love it. But I don't like her.
She's Lady Deadpool. Hot.
But
I preferred Cowboy Pool. It was Matthew McConaughey.
In an earlier scene, she's sitting in a bar. John Hamm approaches her. She obviously, you know, flirts with him because, again, big skank. And
well, I mean, but also, come on. He's John Hamm.
God, yes. And he lets it slip, like, how long have you known Doug McRae? She's like, all my life. And he's like, how many necklaces did he buy you? Like, putting that little in there. And so when she goes to see before the Fenway Park robbery, and she wants to leave with him, she says, I thought after a Tiffany necklace she'd be here with you, and he gets very annoyed.
Oh yeah, because he's like, how did you find out about her?
He kicks her out, he picks up the Shine, and he puts her in the hallway of this disgusting motel. And then she gets drunk and high, crashes her car with her kid in it. So yes, amazing parent. And then they call John Hamm to go to the hospital to see her because her card is in his wallet, basically. And he says,
his card was in her wallet.
That's what I meant.
You said her card was
in his wallet. I meant what you just said, though. So thank you.
So what's in her wallet? And is wallet a wallet? Or are we talking about a wallet here?
I think we're talking about, like, her vagina. Again, it's pretty wide.
Oh, her prison wallet.
It's wide. It can hold a lot of
stuff.
What's
she putting there?
A lot of stuff.
Her holy granny panties were in his pocket.
Gross.
Looked like a spider web.
So
it even went.
He says, like, he basically says, like, I know you got 5 cars in your name. I know you have Oxy, Coke, and alcohol in your system, and your daughter is now in the custody of the state, and if you ever want to get her back, you're going to help me. And she, like, you know, why am I the one who's always getting used?
Because you're a piece of shit.
Because you're an addict, and you'll do terrible things to get drugs. So, yeah, it's awful. So she basically says, I don't know much, but I know Dougie's going away after, and it's a big score. She must tell him more that we don't hear, but because...
Well, had we had kept watching the extended version, we would have known.
I'm sorry. See?
She probably brought out a...
I don't think
she
you are
probably
sorry.
Brought out a whiteboard with all the diagrams and was, you know, like, they're going to be here, here,
oh, so it's
here,
Shutter Island.
Here, here.
John Hamm brought her to the FBI headquarters, and she said, yup. Yeah.
And then they all went and they took Shine out for ice cream.
Shine
after
with a Y.
And she said, be my baby daddy.
Oh, well.
And then Ryan Reynolds showed up somehow.
Who can blame her? Cut back to Fenway down in the parking garage. Ben Affleck looks out and all of Boston PD is outside. They know they're in there. And then there's a big shootout.
Was Forrest Whitaker there?
They throw one of those.
Nope.
What was that thing that, like, blew out everything?
Flashbang.
A flashbang. The one guy, Desmond, stands up. He gets shot right in the fucking head. He's so dead.
He was delirious.
And then the bigger one says, I'll drive out in the ambulance. You guys fuck off out the back. And they said, you'll get caught. And he's like, you know I can take a pinch. Like, he's basically saying, like, I'll go to jail for you two. Great friend. Very loyal. Very loyal.
He's a good guy.
He drives out.
Solid.
They fucking shoot him. He's dead.
Yeah.
Two down. Ben Affleck and Jeremy Renner change back into their cop outfits. And as the cops are coming in, they walk out with the bags of money. Okay. Yeah. So slipping out unseen. They kind of separate. I also love how the one.
So good.
It's like FBI and Boston PD. And they're like, FBI, fuck you, Boston PD.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you fuck. Like, they're all. It's so Boston. It's,
well, you like, know. Yeah. You know, like.
You get the fuck out of here, PD. Well, you got to fuck everything up.
Well, yeah.
It's
so crazy.
All of the Boston PD just watched The Departed.
Yes.
Like, they're like, feds are like mushrooms. Feed them shit and keep them in the DAC.
Yeah. They're looking. John Hamm's like, we found these two. Where are the other two? They got to be around here somewhere. So he takes a car to, like, survey the area, and he sees a cop walking away from everything, and he thinks, like, why are you walking the other direction? Everyone else is walking this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jeremy Renner. So he says, like, officer, and then he says Coughlin, and he turns, and he's got, like, I don't, what is that, an AK?
I thought you said you were going to look up all the guns.
I'm sorry.
One second, please.
It fired a lot of shots, and it wasn't terrifying.
An AK.
Wait, who was it, Renner's gun?
Yeah.
That's a Tech-9. It's a fully automatic
submachine gun. Yeah. So then they're running, they're chasing, he gets hit, he drinks a disgusting soda off the street.
He hides behind a mailbox.
He hides behind a mailbox and he says, you got 2 fucking seconds, Coughlin. He goes, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yep.
Ben Affleck's kind of looking from afar and Jeremy Renner basically does a death by cop. He comes out with the guns in both hands and they fucking shoot the shit out of him. Yeah.
I've got, like, all these guns.
He's like, I have such a gun boner right now.
Do you have one? Do you have a Tech 9?
No, I don't. Oh, I have God. Got the M4. Okay, so you want me to go down this list? It's extensive.
No, just that one gun at the end.
Remember, we are broadcasting this across the internet. Do you want certain things organizations to know what sort of firearms you have? All right.
That's probably not a good idea. Yeah. All right, it's fine.
Guns are cool. Lots of them in this movie.
So Ben Affleck gets into a cop car and he gets away. Then we cut to Claire.
Claire.
She's in her garden.
No, not yet. Sorry. He calls her. Oh. He says he's leaving and he's in his uncle's apartment, which is across the way from her apartment. And she's talking to him.
Oh, that's right.
But John Hamm is there because they know he's going to try to contact her.
The really funny part
is. So they're
is
waiting.
He starts going. He's like, my bags are packed and I'm leaving.
No, it's not Armageddon.
On a jet plane. Oh. Don't know when don't I'll wanna be close back my again. Eyes.
God, I thought I was going to get away with
sorry. That. So she says, I really want you to come here, trying to basically lure him in. But he can see that John. He can see. He knows. So they're kind of like forcing her to do this. And then he says, all right, well, I guess I'll come. And then she stops like, I really want you to come. It'll be just like one of my sunny days.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a secret way of tipping him off. And he smiles because she still cares. It's a really fucked up, disgusting relationship. But, you know, whatever. Because, again, whenever it's a sunny day, she thinks of someone dying because her brother died. So then so Ben Affleck. Out all the
time. It's a clue to not come.
Takes the Amtrak down to Florida, dressed as like an NTA. He basically, because his uncle works for like the Massachusetts Transit Authority, and he gets on a train and fucks off down to Florida. And then while the FBI are waiting, John Hamm looks up and he's like, sunny days, huh? And he goes, you know, we are a national organization, Claire. We will find him. He knows that she tipped him off. And then he goes to his car and on a note on his windshield that says, go fuck yourself. Oh, so good.
And like a boss. Full another circle. Cop walks by him and he hands it to him and goes, here,
no,
this
he
is for you.
He hands it to the lawyer. He hands it to Claire's lawyer.
Yeah, okay.
Also, before this, I apologize. Before this, Ben Affleck goes to the florist, shoots the door
Bobby.
Guy in the fucking head.
Oh, that's right.
And then goes shoot out with Fergie. Fergie dies and then he comes up right to Fergie's face, puts the gun to his nuts and goes, remember who clipped your nuts for you? Because that's what Fergie said to him earlier about, I clipped your daddy's nuts. Like, again, the full circle. It all comes back.
And then he shot the giant peach.
No peaches.
He shot that guy in the dick.
Dirty dick shooter.
He's a dirty dick shooter.
So later, while Claire is gardening, because she works for the Boys and Girls Club of Boston, she finds a buried bag containing money, a tangerine. And a note from Doug that suggests that she can make better use of it and that they might see each other again one day.
In this life, on this side of the next.
And we see Doug down in Florida in one of those like really high houses that are like on the water, like stilted houses. And then Claire donates the money in memory of Doug's mother to refurbish the local ice hockey arena that she talked about earlier, how they don't have enough money to put ice in it, so they play like kickball on it, and that's the end.
Yeah, he's definitely living. He's living off the grid in Florida.
In Tangerine, Florida.
He's one hurricane away.
Yeah, he does.
This is one of the examples of a movie I like when he's a flawed character.
He's a rapist,
Ellie.
He's
still a bad guy.
I know.
He's a bank robbing, murdering rapist.
I love when a bad guy gets away with it.
You love it when
you love it when pretty criminals get away.
Ben Affleck gets away with it.
Nuh-uh. I love that movie, Arlington Road.
I love attractive criminals.
All right, fun facts. Ben Affleck originally wanted Mark Wahlberg.
Are they actually fun?
I think so. Ben Affleck originally wanted Mark Wahlberg for the role of who eventually Jeremy Renner played, but he was busy shooting The Fighter, another movie set in Boston with accents.
Yuck.
So the role went to Renner, who ended up receiving the Oscar nomination for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Did not win.
Crime.
Where was Matt Damon going to be in this movie?
He wasn't.
He said he was fighting Shanghai.
That's right. That's right. He was fighting the Tao Tai at the Great Wall.
See? I wasn't wrong.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen that interview he had with Jimmy Fallon where he talks about how his daughter, like, loves to make fun of the movies he's in. And she was talking about, like, that movie, The Great Wall. She was like, yeah, my dad was in this movie called The Wall. And he was like, sweetie, it's called The Great Wall. She's like, Dad, nothing about that movie was great.
Oh my gosh.
Chris Cooper's scene was shot on location at MCI Cedar Junction, a maximum security prison in Massachusetts. It's the first time anything was filmed there. This film convinced Zack Snyder that Ben Affleck would make a good Batman, as Affleck portrayed a character who was physically imposing and led a double life. Bam! Full circle, see?
Ooh.
It's a circle.
Oh, like a circle.
The film's premiere was held at Fenway Park. The cast walked a red carpet along the first baseline. And, this is for you, my friend, Chris Pine was considered for the role of Jem Coughlin. John Cena auditioned for the role of Albert Glonzy McGlone, who was like the bigger guy.
They couldn't see him, though.
Yeah, he failed the test screenings because
they couldn't see him.
He doesn't look mean enough.
I think Chris Pine would have actually been... I mean, Chris Pine went on to play a bank robber in another movie,
which is a great movie.
I was thinking that John Cena would
be. In that movie, Chris Pine was the Ben Affleck character.
He was.
He wasn't the Jeremy Renner character.
I know, it's true. Yeah.
Ben Foster was the Jeremy Renner equivalent.
You can only have one leading guy.
Captain Kirk ain't playing second fiddle to Batman.
All right, well...
Although Batman would beat the shit out of Captain Kirk.
Around the room, pass, fail, Tammy.
Oh, I passed it. It was so good.
Yay!
I really enjoyed it. I even enjoyed making a slip and slide on the couch with you.
Oh, God.
Talking about those men.
Foul. John Hamm and Ben Affleck. It's really, it's, I mean. Oh.
I don't think that there's anything about John Hamm that I don't like.
Meanwhile, so sexy.
You guys are totally not talking about the sexiest guy in this movie.
Pete Postlethwaite?
Exactly.
I know. I do like an accent.
Pete Postlethwaite.
Fergie. The old guy. The florist.
What?
Also, give us your best
He had James and the Giant Peach big dick energy.
That guy's a cocksucker.
Oh, yeah.
Guido? I did not practice like you all did.
Pass,
for the last
fail,
24
in your,
hours.
In your best Boston accent.
I pass this movie. I pass it. I mean, it was really good. Lots of guns.
Lots of guns.
Lots of hard-hitting guns. I liked how the guns sounded pretty accurate to how they're supposed to. I like the amount of money that was stolen.
I liked how they looked as nuns.
Yes.
Robbing.
Very, very cool. I really liked that scene where they get into the second vehicle and then they finally park the second vehicle, and as soon as they get out, they got guns in hands, right? And there's a police officer right across the street. They make eye contact and he goes, "I'm not a hero today." And he just looks the other way, and then, you know, the gun-toting nuns go the other way. And I'm like,
"This
is..."
They'll just kill him. Mm-hmm. I also
you
want to
die today?
The whole thing with, like, going to the barbershop and picking up hair to put into the car. Like, you don't see that stuff in movies. Like, it's like those little details where it's like, oh, that's so smart. They'll find DNA,
it's
like, but they'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because their leader is a CSI guy. He likes to watch the show.
All right, Matt, in your best Boston accent, do you pass my Batman, not Batman movie?
Coming in here, you thought that because it was Ben Affleck that it was going to be fail. And shine? No, that ain't gonna happen.
No?
That ain't gonna happen. It's a pass.
You're gonna pass
it? It's a hardcore pass.
It's a wicked hardcore
pass. I'm gonna pass this cat. I'm gonna park this pass in Harvard Yard.
Amazing. I love it.
100%.
100% pass rate.
I've died.
We're fucking firing on all cylinders over here. All
right. Well, next week is Matt's pick. Matt, quid pro quo.
Well, I just went a little step further, and I went a little literal with it.
I'm Batman.
My movie came out in 2008. It's the fucking Dark Knight.
Oh,
it's just the Dark
Knight.
Oh, so it's a Batman movie.
It's an actual Batman movie.
I'm sorry. And who is your Batman?
Who is my Batman? Oh, well, it's Christian Bale.
Okay.
Bale.
And where can people watch The Dark Knight?
You can,
Quad Pro Quo alum.
You can currently watch... I know Max is like the home of Warner Brothers and like all the DC stuff, but sometimes it does fluctuate. So if I say this now, but as of this afternoon when I was typing up notes and wanted to like watch certain scenes, The Dark Knight is currently on Max.
Okay.
Yeah, we watched it on Max.
Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month via our social media or on our website. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.